Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Gratitude Gems Meditation. The month of February, the gemstone for the month is amethyst. Today's module is on healing. So if you can do so safely, gently settle into this time and place as you become comfortable sitting in the chair beneath you. Begin with a big breath and every time you breathe in, do so a little deeply and breathe out, allowing the oxygen to permeate every cell of your being. Begin to relax your body from head to toe, feeling your scalp, head, neck and shoulders relax, feeling your face muscles relax. Allow that wave of relaxation to extend down your arms, all the way through to your fingertips, extending down through your torso, through your hips and lower back, relaxing. Allow your legs, knees, calves, and ankles to relax. Allow all parts of your body to relax. Yes, allowing that relaxation to calm your mind, let any thoughts to simply float by like passing clouds. Focusing on this time and place now. Bring to mind someone or something in which you are grateful for. A loved one, a child, spouse, significant other. See them clearly in your mind's eye. Bring your focus onto your heart center. Feel the gratitude for this person, place, event growing and radiating in your heart now. Allow that gratitude to expand, feeling the love. Perhaps a smile comes across your face. Allow that gratitude to fill your heart. See, feel, and know that with every beat of your heart, that energy is coursing through your arteries and veins, throughout your entire body, radiating out gratitude into your world, your home, your workplace, radiating out gratitude for all those you meet today. Allow gratitude to calm your mind, to warm your heart. When we approach life with gratitude, gratitude for all the events in our lives, we are blessing our bodies. Gratitude is a positive energy that when we hold a thought of gratitude, like we just did, and still are, for a minimum of 17 seconds, we reduce the cortisol levels in our bodies. Cortisol is known as the stress hormone that gets released when we're in stressful situations, that has a chain reaction, creating adrenaline and other factors in our body that can help to wear down our system. But when we remain in gratitude, we decrease those stress levels, those stress indicators in our bodies. We simply allow gratitude to be our second nature. We have gratitude in our hearts, and we express it in our lives. We allow it to bless not only ourselves, but those we share it with. Through our gratitude for others, we become more and more strengthened in our gratitude. We say we are building our gratitude foundation. For when we stand strong in our foundation of gratitude, we can approach the challenges of life, everyday challenges, from the burnt toast to the traffic jam to being late for work. We can approach those situations with ease and grace as we are grateful for the divine order that is expressing through us in our lives. We know that gratitude is happier than anger, obviously, is happier than fear, is happier than boredom, apathy. Gratitude is high up on the hierarchy of emotions. And as we stay higher up on the hierarchy of emotions, we live life more richly, more fully. So let us now take a moment to focus on gratitude in our lives. Focus on that object, that person you are grateful for, through a moment of silence. Yes, as we continue to focus on our gratitude, we know that heartfelt emotions like gratitude and love, like compassion, our heart, when we feel these emotions, our heart and our brain become more coherent. Positive heart qualities produce harmonious rhythms that are considered to be indicators of cardiovascular efficiency, and the nervous system becomes more balanced. They have been shown to produce efficient nervous systems, and beneficial effects include enhanced immunity and hormonal balance. When we can learn to be more heart-centered in gratitude, our emotions are in balance, and our heart-brain coherence becomes more smooth. We flow more freely. We allow life to flow through us. So today, the day after Valentine's Day, it's easy to express your love and gratitude for those special people in your life. Do so from your heart. When you express gratitude for someone holding the door for you, or the janitor in the hallway, or the teacher teaching your children, do so with a smile on your face and gratitude in your heart. send those greetings with love and gratitude, not just a rote response. It is the feeling nature that allows us to express our gratitude. And you will know your expression of gratitude has hit its mark when you see the reaction on the person's face. Perhaps they give a smile. Perhaps they soften just a bit. They felt your gratitude. Not just heard the greeting, but they felt the gratitude. So it's easy during Valentine's Day, Valentine's week, perhaps, to express your gratitude and love early and often. But continue throughout the rest of the week, the rest of the month. For when we build our gratitude foundation, we are blessing ourselves and those around us. The challenge becomes when we have those big life challenges to find gratitude through those. But when we have our gratitude foundation already built, we know that we can find gratitude in the situation, find the small blessings in the car accident, find the blessings in the sickness or illness, find the blessings in fill in the blank. They're all around us at all the time. We simply have to look for them. To get out of our mind and our mental thinking and into our heart center, to allow our feeling nature, to allow our gratitude to guide us, to bless us, to find that nugget to be grateful for in the challenging situation. And then we can get the ball rolling with gratitude, saying, what else? What else? What else can we do? And let it grow, let it expand, until that challenging situation does not feel as challenging anymore. We can be grateful through our challenges. This is the path of gratitude. This is the developing of the gratitude as your core, to go to gratitude rather than anger or frustration or annoyance, to allow gratitude to be the driving force in our lives. So as you go about your day today, spend time in gratitude. Why not? We know it reduces our cortisol levels, makes us feel better. Find things to be grateful for. Perhaps write them down. Keep a gratitude journal. Make gratitude a healthy habit. So as we begin to end this time of meditation, collect with you all those feelings of gratitude, all those nuggets of wisdom that you responded to. Know that you can always return to this space by simply turning within unto your heart center, taking that 18-inch journey from your head, your mental thinking. Take that journey into your heart center, the place of love and gratitude, and allow it to rule your life. So as we begin to become more awake, alert, alive, and enthusiastic, we become more outwardly oriented. As we climb the stairs up from the depths of our meditation to be more present in the world, outwardly oriented. I'm grateful for sharing these gratitude thoughts with you this morning, as I do every Monday. You can find me and us at The Grateful Universe on Facebook or believeingratitude.com, which shares the site with our sister company, theachievementprocess.com. I said that wrong. It's believeingratitude.net. You can also find us on Facebook at Bodie the Big Dog. She's our mascot. She sends out daily offerings of gratitude to help you remain grateful throughout your day. So as Bodie the Big Dog says, live big, no matter what size you are. Thanks for joining, and have a grateful day.